The Carter Center has had what we've called a limited election observation mission here in Libya since the beginning of June. We have a number of medium-term observers who have been out traveling around Libya now for several weeks. And then for the immediate election period, we had short-term observers who together formed our delegation to observe the elections. I'd say it's a limited mission because there are some places in Libya that we weren't able to deploy to. And I think that it's important to say that that means that we can't make a comprehensive assessment of what's taking place here. What I can say is that our observers have been sending in reports of their experience on Election Day. And I think, in general, we've seen a lot of things that we find very encouraging.
So far, what did you see as the level of preparation and organization of the poll?
I think the High National Elections Commission, which is the body with the authority to conduct elections here in Libya, has really done a remarkable job. I think many people were wondering, would Libya be able to hold elections on this very tight time frame, just coming out of the conflict, and with really no history of elections being practiced here? And I think I can say with some confidence that we've been very impressed by the performance of the Election Commission, by the organizational abilities that they've shown, by their commitment to holding this election on time. The materials largely were delivered to all the polling places, and even against really quite challenging odds, the Commission has carried out the vast majority of this election.
There were reported small pockets of incidents around the country, but in general, how did Libyans comport themselves to vote in this particular election, looking at the background that they have not voted for over four decades?
I think Libyans showed a degree of enthusiasm that I don't think I've seen anywhere else. You know, coming out to the polls, you know, registration here was a very successful process. Approximately 80% of Libyans registered to vote. And then just on election day, the initial reports we're getting are of turnout in excess of 60%. People coming out, waiting in line patiently, and really just showing a level of enthusiasm that I think is a model for all the world. People were celebrating yesterday after the election was finished, driving, honking their horns, waving Libyan flags, and showing their fingers, which are marked with the ink that was used by the Election Commission to prevent double voting. But people waving their fingers with real pride, and I think we are all heartened by that.
In the future, what do you suggest that the Electoral Commission will do to improve upon what you describe as an impressive organization, and what will be your expectations to come back and monitor another poll organized by the same institution?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, I think what everyone needs to recognize, and the commission certainly recognizes, this is the beginning of a long process. This is the first elections that have been held in Libya in almost 50 years. And it inaugurates really a longer process of democratization. So you've had now an election which will choose a national assembly. There is likely to be a second election to select people who will draft the constitution. You'll have to have a referendum, and then following that, parliamentary elections. So this is, as I said, really the beginning of a long process. And I think this is one of the main things that we hope to do here as the Carter Center is, through the work of our observers and through the work of our core team of analysts and legal experts, is to look really at what went right, what went wrong. We're going to have a press conference later today, and we'll be presenting some of our findings in detail. But I can say that we really were very impressed with the administration of the election. We'll make some recommendations for changes to the way the legal framework can be organized, some ideas about the administration. But all in all, as I've said, I think that the commission performed very well.